This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is our third hour for this Sunday morning, third and final hour. And so we welcome you to our airwaves and love to help you with a plant question. If I can, please give us a call. That phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And right now we are joined by Jimmy Turner, who is the I'll read it right off this page right here. Jimmy, Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. How you doing?
I am doing great, sir.
Okay, so this guy has been saying nothing other than, come on, cold weather, for the last month, and now he's whining, no more freezing weather, please.
That's correct.
Tell us.
Blooms opened yesterday, so I am done with the cold weather.
Yeah, you're ready for spring until Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
About going to be praying for a frost.
Yeah, that's it. I understand. All right. And so one of the harbingers of spring and perhaps one of my favorite shrubs, I don't know that it's because I did master's research on it at Ohio State. In fact, if anything, that might have turned me the other way. I love this shrub. Tell us about forsythias.
I love forsythia. To me, it's kind of the, when it blooms, it's the quintessential kind of icon of spring for me. It and daffodils, maybe
yes.
Because of the same color and daffodils are my favorite flower in the world. So anything that color sticks out to me. And I think the Arboretum had one bush planted there when I started there. And now there's about 150. But probably one of my things I like most about it is it's huge. It doesn't take much labor to keep it growing right. It looks great for spring when it blooms. And it just kind of fades in the background.
But you know, it's not as ugly, Jimmy, as some of the other spring flowering shrubs. Flowering quince, when it's through blooming, needs to be back in the landscape. It's not. Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, it really is a wet dog look to it, especially the old ones. But forsythia is okay. It's not bad. It's not great. Wintertime, it has pretty branches. They're bare, but it's a good plant. Now, you have some new selections of forsythias. Boy, you know, in your career, and certainly in my career, there have been so many varieties of abelias and azaleas and forsythias and all these other plants brought into the market. Tell us about three or four that you like a lot.
Well, some of the new varieties for the forsythia really come in that they're much shorter, so they're much better in a smaller residential lot. I've got a couple of forsythia arboretum that are 6-7 foot tall and wide, but Show-Off Starlet's about 4 to 5 foot tall, and I really like it because it's very upright and just really thick flowers on the stem. Show-Off Sugar Baby is a new one. I just got a 4-inch pot the other day, and I know the breeder of it, and I've seen it in some of the greenhouses. It's 2.5 foot tall will be the max it gets here, most likely.
Okay, those are both called Show-Off. Show-Off Starlet, not Scarlet, but Starlet, and Show-Off Sugar Baby. And if you're buying it in a 4-inch pot, these are not readily available in the nursery trade yet?
Surprisingly enough, when it comes to shrubs, when I get them is about the same time nurseries get them. I don't get them ahead of everybody else. It's the one plants I can't beg off free early. So you'll probably see them in gallons. Yep, I have seen them in gallons in a few nurseries north of Texas. So I know that they're in Oklahoma. So I know that they're coming this way.
Okay, good. All right. And then Gold Tide, what is that?
Gold Tide is a spreading one. It gets about 3 feet tall, and it's kind of a ground cover type growth habit to it. So it's nice for kind of covering a bank or in a big swath, but it gets 3 foot tall.
It is arching, in other words, then?
It's kind of arching, but instead of having the real high up arching, it tends to branch out and it tends to root in as it runs across the ground. It's a very strange little growth habit.
What is the old species? Is it Brocksensis or something or other like that? That was a low spreading one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Now you're going to have to make me go Google.
No, I understand. Neither one of us has used it a lot, and so neither one of us is totally familiar. I just remember we have a neighbor who has one out in the country, and I wondered, what is that? Because it's so short. All right, so that's forsythias. And, folks, we don't have to tell you where they are. You can see them when you get out of your car at the Arboretum. They are beacons across a garden. They're wonderful. Now, I want to talk about education, but do it kind of quickly because I want to talk about Dallas blooms, too.
Absolutely. We've got three classes coming up on March 9th from 9 to 11. You can hear Kathy Garten, used to work for me at the Arboretum, doing great herbs for Texas gardens, or the landscape design process. and that's with David Castano of Landscape Studios from 9 to 3, and that's just a full-on process. Bring pictures and some drawings of your yard, and he will help you with that. Then Shady Characters Gardening in Shade.
Brom
Franklin, one of our very good friends at TechScape, will be doing a full-on how to garden in shade. One of the biggest problems if you've got dry shade, and he is a master of it from 12 to 2.
Yeah, he's wonderful, and the problem is getting Brom to open up on things. He just so within himself. Not at all. He loves talking plants. That's great. All right, so education, you would call 214-515-6540 to register, and these are all on March 9, folks, and if you go to DallasArboretum.org and then click on education, you can hear what we just raced on through. Now, you'll also find on the homepage and on linking everywhere through the website, Dallas Blooms. Jimmy, what is that?
Well, Dallas Blooms is our signature festival. I can't remember how many years it's been going on now, but it is our festival of spring. 500,000 bulbs in bloom, flowering shrubs, flowering peaches, flowering my last flowering dogwood. We've got the whole garden absolutely in full bloom right now.
I heard that. All right, so everything in the 500,000 tulips and all the daffodils finishing up now and the pansies and the whole thing. It is, and one of your ads that I heard recently, one of the 10 best places to see flowers in March in the United States. And boy, that is true. So what, oh my goodness, I see something you've tucked in there. What's that about new member hours?
Uh-huh. If you're a member of the Arboretum now, 7 days a week, you're able to come in at 7 a.m. in the morning.
So are you handed a leaf rake when you come in at 7 in the morning? That's when you guys do your work.
You'll be here just when our mowers and our blowers and our weed eaters and watering and fertilizing. So you'll get to see us doing the behind-the-scenes work.
All right,
two
folks,
hours
you need to join the Dallas Arboretum. I have given Jimmy extra time on this report because this is the glory time. There are a lot of glory times. This is one of the big ones at the Dallas Arboretum. How do they find you, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Ground Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, becomes Garland Road, and we'll be on the left, or take Garland Road south from anywhere, and just look for the green sign to say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, the main information number for the Dallas Arboretum is 214-515-6500. It's DallasArboretum.org, 9 to 5, unless you're a member, and then it's 7 to 5, 7 days a week. And folks, you'll see how many horticulture staff people do you have if you kind of lump the half times into full times? You have 20 people, you have 25, you have 40. What do you have?
I have 29 people.
29 people. And folks, you will see what 29 people on 66 acres can accomplish working what seems like 14-hour days. They are fabulous. Jimmy, we appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. Be sure to get there. As we began this hour, you heard the voice of James Smith from Dalworth Clean reintroduce our hour to you. And I'm now here to tell you about how much I respect James for his business, Dalworth Clean. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. That's been a part of their musical jingle that they've had for many, many years. And so I kind of adopt that when I talk about them. I've told you about Dalworth Clean now for 32 years. I began telling you about them as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, and they have a carpet cleaning special true to their roots right now. $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Cleaned. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They win the awards. They are the best, and they have Dalworth Fine Floors for new flooring surfaces. And that number is, I'm not going to give you the phone number. I will tell you that the address is 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. I will give you their phone number, but this is not the number to call for carpet cleaning or the floor surfaces. It is the number to call for floor surfaces for new flooring, and that's 817-520-1400. The main number that accesses everything that is associated with Dalworth is 214 or 817-267-8433. Dalworth Clean, and they are the best. Dalworth.com is the website.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much, and I'm gonna move as quickly as I can and be forthright and complete in my answers to people. Jeff in Richardson, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for
waiting. You've waited a long time. How can I help?
So I have a black Spanish grape running along my fence, and last year it was devastated by leafhoppers. It killed all the fruit, took off all the leaves. I think it's going to come back, but very, very small. How do I prevent those leafhoppers from ever coming back again?
Well, they overwinter in debris, and so any kind of grass or weeds or anything like that you can disturb and get rid of will be helpful. I'm not saying you have weeds, but that is how they overwinter. So getting rid of the soil debris around the vines will help. And then contact insecticides will work if you see them. I don't know that there's a preventive. In fact, it's pretty unusual to be able to use preventives on systemic insecticides on edible crops, grapes included. Spinosad is an organic insecticide that is labeled for them. Malathion is certainly labeled for grapes, always has been. Those are a couple. Permethrin products, I think, probably are labeled for them also, but Malathion and Spinosad products are readily available.
And so I can use those up until they fruit?
Yeah, and there will be a waiting period. The Spinosad, I don't think, is going to have much of a waiting period. With Malathion, it may be 3 days. It might be a week. I don't think it will be. It'll not be very long.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. Good luck with them. I really appreciate your patience. Larry in Dallas has also waited a long time. How can I help you, Larry?
Well, I've got a real small front yard. I've got a zero lot line house, and I'm looking for a decorative tree, and I've been looking at putting a weeping redbud in the front yard because they don't stay small.
You know what? I love your idea. I was not sure I was going to love it because I worry a little bit about the fact that they are very small trees. I don't think they gain much size. You're the perfect candidate. I mean, okay. The planets have aligned for you. I think that's a great plant.
Okay. Well, see, that was an easy question.
That was easy. I need a few of those. That St. Augustine workout last hour, I about gave it all on that one. I would think it would do very well for you. They don't get very large, and I'm a little concerned about some of the variegated ones that are bright yellow, and the other unusual red buds, because I worry that they will sun scald in our area. But the weeping ones, the green leaves weeping, should be just fine for you.
No, I'm buying it from a nursery, so I'm not afraid of that.
There you go. You're in good shape. I am so grateful for your call. Thanks for waiting on me. All right, Jeff in Fort Worth, a recommendation for iron deficiency on hollies. And Cliff in Edgewood, can I recommend a reference so he can identify tree seedlings he has but does not know? I'll do my very best on both of those. And that opens up a line. If you'd like to call, this is your time. If you call now, we can get you on the air before the program's over. I can't guarantee that if you call at 5 before I finish. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine for 27 years now, and we have garden writers from all over the state of Texas. Six of them have been with me since we began the magazine all that time. They were trusted experts at that point, and they still are. These are my friends. These are my confidants. These are the people I go to, and they're helping me with Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. And we have other writers as well, really gifted writers, and that is part of why our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. We want you as a subscriber. It's $23.95 for a year, but I have a better deal for you. You can buy just the magazine if you want to at $23.95 per year. The better deal is that you can also get with the magazine all four of the highly informative posters that we have done, 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas. It's a big 15 by 30 inch chart in full color on heavy cardstock of the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. All the things that enter into your deciding, is this a good plant for me? 100 Best Annual Flowers, the ways you can brighten up your landscape, the 100 plants that will be best annual performers in your landscape, whether they're cool season or warm season, sun or shade, how tall, how wide, what colors they come in, when they bloom. 120 best perennials and all of the crepe myrtles, 120 varieties of crepe myrtles. You get all four of those really informative posters, normally $10 each plus $2 postage, $48 total. You get all of the posters and the magazine subscription, a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. That's how good the deal is. You must call before 11 o'clock today. We're going to run out of posters very shortly. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com and then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. And North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas, 214-363-5316. On the web, nhg.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
That wonderful, sweet spouse of mine, 45 years we've been married, has been on the McKinney School Board. She's beginning, she was elected 30 years ago this month, and she is beginning her 31st year of service, and she loves that. She is all about education. She has a lot of things that she stands strong for. Serenity's one of them, fine arts another. And teacher relationships. Three of our four parents taught, and we both taught. And so we understand the importance of good education. I am so proud of her. Tell you about Encore Electric right now. Encore Electric Service Delivery. It's, you know, I saw one of their trucks the other day. It said Encore Electric Delivery. And I thought, that's kind of cool on a truck. They're delivering electricity right in that truck. Right there it goes. And my message to you is to be very careful as you are working around the Encore lines. They know how to do what they do. You and I do not understand power lines all that well. So let's get this message out. If you're within 10 feet of power lines, you need to call Encore before you start pruning, before you start doing anything within 10 feet of power lines. And the number to call them, 888-313-6862. They want to help ensure that your project is going to be safe for you. 888-313-6862. If you are out in your yard and you see tree limbs that are touching power lines and there is smoke, there's fire, there's sparking, you need to call 911. That's an emergency. If you want to know where power lines are, especially those that are below ground, you ought to be able to see the ones up above. That I'm going to expect of you. But if you want to locate the ones that are below ground, that's where you call Encore at 811, at least 2 business days before you start doing something out there, digging holes for trees, and they will come to your home and mark those lines for you. They are great. That's Encore, Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R, Encore.com. Jeff in Fort Worth, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil.
Hi.
I was wondering how to deal with iron deficiency in my holly.
What kind of holly?
It seems to be affecting just two, the dwarf Burford and Marinelle.
All right. And I only have one other question, at least I think I only have one before I give you my best shot at an answer. How far down do you dig before you hit white rock below the plants?
Not very far.
Yeah, that's why they're showing this. I have both of those hollies in my landscape. I see iron deficiency on my dwarf Burfords, on one planting of dwarf Burfords, always in the same place. It's been going on for 30 years now in that same location. The plants are as tall as I am. They're 4 or 5 feet tall. Well, I'm not 4 or 5 feet tall. They're taller than I am. They're 6 feet tall. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. And every spring I have to put iron on them, iron and nitrogen. So what you want to do to correct iron deficiency is add a sulfur material and an iron additive. They very often will come together, Jeff. They'll come as a granular or liquid product that has both sulfur and iron. The iron is what is in the chlorophyll molecule, and when there's not enough available soluble iron, the plant will turn yellow because it can't make the chlorophyll normally. So that's why you add the iron, and then the reason you add the sulfur is to lower the alkalinity of the soil, and that will release iron and make it water soluble, make it available. Iron becomes insoluble when it's in alkaline conditions. So that's why these two things travel together. The plants do not need the sulfur. They need what the sulfur does to help the iron become soluble. I would treat every 6 weeks, starting probably not quite this early, but about the time the buds start to sprout out. Mine have not yet at my home. But sometime next couple weeks, I would treat with an iron amendment, and then I do it every 6 weeks into midsummer or so, and that usually will help. You need nitrogen at the same time because the plants are producing a lot of new growth. What was the other thing I was going to tell you? Oh, keep it off anything that could be stained. Iron will give a rusty stain. Now, as far as Marinelle is concerned, I've not seen that happen, but hollies are capable. Those are two outstanding hollies for the Metroplex, so they're good choices. The same treatment would work for them. The problem you're facing is that you're going to have to do it pretty often because there's not much soil reservoir there before they hit the white caliche, and you're not going to be able to counteract its effect. So you're going to have to do this several times each summer. But I think you can keep ahead of it with those plants. If you had told me Savannah holly, I would have probably suggested replacing the holly.
Well, that sounds good.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
let me go to Cliff. Let me see where I am time-wise. Cliff, I don't want to rush you. Please stay with me. I want to make sure we get to Eric Bushman with his newscast here in just a moment. Let me tell you about Ortho Fire Ant Killer right now. Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Don't let ants keep you from enjoying your lawn. Fight back with Ortho's powerful lineup of ant control products for the outdoors. For best results, learn the two-step approach to controlling fire ants. Step one is to use Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer for existing mound treatment. It kills the queen and destroys the mound within 3 to 7 days. One 12-ounce bottle will treat 54 mounds. Applied when the fire ants are active and treat new mounds as they appear. Step two is to use Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules for broadcast treatment. It kills the queen and the mound and prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. It covers up to 5,000 square feet. For best results, apply it in the morning or late evening when it's cool and when the ants are most active. You'll find a retailer near you at ortho.com. That's ortho.com for Ortho Orthene Fryant Killer and OrthoMax Fryant Killer Broadcast Granules. Two more great products from Ortho, ortho.com. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom once again. It's Eric Bushman.
Thank you so much. It is 51 degrees now at 10:30. I am Eric Bushman in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. The Queen hospitalized. We'll have details after your first weather and traffic. It'll be a nice couple of days here with a high 70 today under sunny skies. Partly cloudy, a low 51 tonight and tomorrow. Mostly sunny, a high all the way up to 81 degrees. Partly cloudy, a low 45 tomorrow. Tuesday, sunny with a high 61. Right now, mostly sunny, 51 degrees at DFW Airport. Now, the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
I-35 East Stebbins Freeway southbound and northwest highway. Some road work is scheduled until 11 this morning. Right now, no major problems reported in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
News time 10:31. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth II has been hospitalized after suffering from what appears to be a stomach infection. The palace says that the 86-year-old British monarch had experienced symptoms of gastroenteritis and that her upcoming trip to Rome would be canceled. In a statement released today, the palace said that all official engagements for the coming week will be postponed or canceled as a precaution. Mitt Romney says he has no regrets about his unsuccessful bid for the White House and calls the experience magnificent.
You think about the things that were out of our control, but you move on. I mean, I don't spend my life looking back. It's like, okay, what are we going
to
do next?
Speaking to Fox News Sunday, in his first interview since last year's presidential election, the former Massachusetts governor talked about how he coped with the loss. Will he run again? He says no. And it's never too late to quit smoking.
But to maximize health benefits, kick the habit before your 44th birthday. Study found that young smokers who quit before age 44 significantly increased their life expectancy. Smokers who quit before they turn 44 live almost as long as non-smokers compared to lifetime smokers who die 10 years earlier and people who never smoked. But just because quitting smoking in middle age can have positive effects on longevity doesn't mean you should light up. Cigarettes are, of course, associated with cancer, stroke, heart disease, and a number of other illnesses. Kurt Gilchrist, 24/7 News.
And the high today will be 70 degrees. It is 51. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
Now, you've had your share of IV drips over the years, right?
Oh, I had one 2 days ago,
Didn't
yeah.
Did you say that Ann's on a lithium drip all the time?
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't want me to say that?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, if you could get a drip right now to make you feel better, would you do it every day? Would you take an IV to, say, make you live longer? Make you feel better?
Ah, good question.
Sleep better?
When would you like to answer those?
I don't know. Maybe Monday?
All right, very good. 5 until 9, the morning news with Hal and Brian right here on News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry with our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, together a $71 value, you pay only $34. Why, the posters alone normally would be $48. They're $10 each plus $2 postage. Four of them, $48. You pay $34 and you're getting the magazine subscription as well. You'll get the 100 best Texas landscape plants, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtles. Complete details on every plant. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. It's more than a $71 value. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Let me tell you all right now about Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. They're in Rowlett. Joe Covington and his team, Joe and Gail, have been friends of my wife and me for 32 years. I really enjoy the chance to talk to you about Covington Nursery and Landscape. I really enjoy the chance just to stand out at the nursery and visit with Joe. He's just so easygoing, and he loves what he does. They are just fabulous. Now, we were just talking a moment ago about red buds. Red buds, some of the first signs of spring each year with their blooming shades of pink and purple even before the foliage emerges. Covington's has several exciting red buds, including those newer varieties like Rising Sun with lavender blooms and orange new foliage that changes to lime green. If you love showy dark purple leaves and burgundy hearts and Merlot, red buds will have that rich color. Don Egoff, a small variety reaching only 9 feet, has large cluster blooms and unique thick leaves, which offer great texture. Mexican redbud, I love that one. Smaller leaves, glossy leaves, they're beautiful and they're adapted to dry conditions. Travelers and Ruby Falls redbuds. Am I getting you excited yet? I surely do hope so. Those have the weeping habit, making them real standouts. And the old proven favorite, Oklahoma, with glossy leaves and burgundy flowers. Oh my goodness, I've never done an ad for so many redbuds, and that's just part of what you find on their 18 acres at Covington's Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. Now, there's a chance if your vehicle is more than a year old that your GPS system won't have Covington's located right where they are. They're at George Bush Highway and Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway. That used to be Liberty Grove Road. Now it's the access road to George Bush Highway. So that's just a way to find them. They're in Rowlett, 972-475-5888. A quick drive from anywhere around by George Bush Turnpike, right there to Highway 66. It's Covington's, 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Last spring, we taped TV segments with Joe Covington and then with Rob Weir. So I made that drive right there. Let me go to Cliff in Edgewood. Cliff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, last year I bought some seedlings from Arbor Day Foundation, and I wasn't able to get them in the ground last year, so I potted them and planted them in my vegetable garden over the winter. And now the markings are gone.
Oh, no?
And, yes, they're all gone. And
how many different kinds of trees do you have?
Well, I've got 3 maple, 2 oak. I've got a birch, dogwood, and a redbud. So I was hoping you'd have maybe an online reference so I could go to and try to identify what
you know. What I will do is I'll do a search. If I'm trying to find a photograph to show somebody on Facebook of what a plant looks like, I'm the one guy in America who still uses Yahoo a lot, and I'll just enter a Yahoo search. It just says photograph. And let's just say that I want Schumard red oak seedling. And that will show the leaves that because they look so different than the adult foliage does. And right. So I'll put that in my word search. And then if I don't find what I want, usually through some of the photo services, you'll find everything you want. But I'll even refine it sometimes and go to Dave's Garden. That's a wonderful website that has great photos. But between those two, just a general search with the, if you know the name that you're looking for, or you can make a rough guess of, all right, so if I have birch, it may be river birch or paper birch. It's going to be one of those two. It's probably Betula nigra. So if you can do the scientific name, that's all the better. Okay. So photo, Betula nigra, foliage or leaves, just leaves, and it'll show you, and you'll have 500 photos of that. I don't know what oak they would have sent you. They're likely to send a lot of things, but you could look up chinkapin oak and burr oak, and it would not be a live oak, but it might be Schumard red oak. I hope it isn't sawtooth oak or some of the others, but
it's pin oak and northern red oak.
Those are not adapted here. You know, identifying those is great, but that's an exercise in futility. Those don't grow here.
Right.
No, yeah, both of those need a lot more iron than we're able to provide in our soils. Okay, so we have those. What else? How else can I help?
Well, that was pretty much it.
All right.
I can get to identifying these things and get it.
That's the best way, and you can have it in 10 minutes. You can have all those done.
All right, great. Well,
thanks for the call. Good question. Let's go to Ethel in Campbell in the Commerce area. Ethel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have a problem with the sun, kind of. I built a house and it faces west, and so the area does not get sun until noontime, and then it's hot, of course, in the summer. And it's about 4 feet deep, about 30 feet long, and I have a porch railing across there, and then the area, then a sidewalk. So I'd like something that's not really tall. And about the only thing that does good, really, in the sun is roses, and I love my roses,
okay.
But I didn't want a whole row of roses.
No, I wouldn't either. Actually, it is easier to find plants that will do well in sun than it is to find plants that will do well in heavy shade. And so the secret is going to be for you that you get them watered properly, because they're going to dry out quickly in the heat. But there are plenty of good shrubs that will do well in the sun. For example, if I were doing a landscape in the Commerce area, are you in the red soil or are you in black land?
Well, if you go down deep enough, it's red, but I have all sand on top.
Okay, well, that's good. This is working for Neil. That's better.
Oh, good.
You pick up a lot of different hollies that will do famously for you. So I have
but
in my landscape.
They usually get taller, though.
No, they do not. No. There are four or five that will never get 4 feet tall or never get 5 feet tall anyway. I mentioned the dwarf Burfords that I've had for 35 years, and they are about 5 or 6 feet tall, and they could easily have been kept at 4 feet. Going down from that to shorter ones, dwarf Chinese holly, which is very prickly, will never get more than 3 feet tall. Dwarf Yaupon holly will never get more than 3 feet tall. Carissa holly will never get more than 3 feet tall. There are Nandinas, many, many kinds of Nandinas that will never get more than 4 feet tall, from compact Nandina to Moon Bay Gulfstream, and then there are several new hybrid types that are in the marketplace now that stay at 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet. So
well,
those
I
are.
I found that my Nandina is over just across my driveway by my old house. They become invasive, and I've tried, I thought different kinds, but and the Lantana are both.
Yeah. Well, that means that they're happy plants, and I have I have compact Nandina in my landscape, and yes, we have to take in an open bed where I have it growing around our living room. I have to dig out part of it every year and discard it or develop a new bed somewhere. I have 8 or 10 beds of it now in shade and sun in our landscape. I love the plant.
Well, I do have a physical handicap.
But, okay. Well, you know, we're putting a lot of restrictions. Got to be something that's completely sun tolerant, 4 feet or shorter. I'm giving you the best ones I have. There are dwarf abelias. You're going to have to choose from what will do in those conditions. There are dwarf junipers, such as tam juniper, that you could use as a low ground cover. Rosemary plants will be pretty and would do well. I would not want to do a whole landscape of them, but that would give you a little bit of relief from some of the other things. Boxwoods would tolerate
three
that.
Boxwood. Okay,
boxwoods would do well. I would much rather have hollies than boxwoods, but there are several things to choose from. That's pretty much my whole list, Ethel. I think I've kind of worn it out there, but there you go. I appreciate your call.
What about some of the salvias, the perennial salvias?
Well, they're perennials. I was giving you shrubs. They are perennials, and you could use them. But, that opens up a whole new sphere of design ideas. The one that is shrubby that is used occasionally as a low shrub is Salvia greggii, and it's okay, but I am just so tired of seeing it as a shrub where it ought to be used as a perennial. People have overused it, so... as much as I like it, I'm tired of seeing it in everybody's garden as a low shrub replacement. I just don't think it's that. But anyway, hey, I appreciate your call very much. Hope that helps. All righty, and we're going to go to Rick in Fort Worth now. Rick, this is Neil. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Neil. I've got a problem with black spot on roses. It only appeared this year on a couple of leaves, and they're leaving out good, but I heard you say to get rid of all the black spot leaves and what had fallen on the ground, and I did the best I could, and I think I got most of them. And last fall I had heard from somebody if you use a antifungal, so I bought a can of athlete's foot spray and sprayed it.
I'm sorry.
Is that bad?
Well, I wouldn't be using that. There are fungicides that are legally labeled by the EPA for use on black spot on roses. You get into a garden center and my heart's pounding now. You need to get into the garden center and ask them for a fungicide that is labeled for black spot. There are systemic products that you can put on the ground and be taken up through the plant. There are sprays that you can put on the plant. I'm going to suggest also that as you replace the roses, or if you ever replace those roses, please pay very close attention to a group of roses labeled as Earth Kind by Texas A&M Research. These are not varieties that Texas A&M has developed. They are rose varieties that over the last 15 years, Dr. Steve George and a lot of other people working with Steve have identified as being the bulletproof roses of America. It's now become a national, even international project. Earthkind roses do not have to be sprayed for black spot because they are highly resistant to it. They bounce back if they do get it. Many of them don't get it at all. And if you go to Earthkind Roses at the on the Texas A&M website, you'll see what I'm talking about. There are 25 varieties or so that they have gotten identified so far. That would be my suggestion in the long term, would be that you get away from this regime of having to spray every 7 to 10 days.
Okay. So I hate giving up. I don't know what variety, and I was trying to find out, but they've got kind of ruffled the edges, and someone told me they were antique roses.
All right, and a lot of the antique roses are in this Earthkind collection of assemblage. There are thousands of rose varieties, so there's no way I'm going to be able, as a non-rosarian, I mean, I grow them, but I'm not an expert, to identify them. You might, if you're looking to see what kind you have, you could easily enough go to the Antique Rose Emporium website. They have about 400 varieties that they grow and sell. And they have a lot of photographs of their roses, Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham. But, you know, if they have black spot, what's the issue? If you're going to spend as much each year to spray them with a fungicide as it would cost to buy a new plant, you might want to consider that, because that's a thought. But anyway, I hope that helps, Rick. I appreciate your call very, very much. Black spot is a tough spring and fall problem on roses. Samantha in Springtown will be our next call up. We probably have time for one or two more calls if you would like to call right now. I'll try to make sure, unless you call with just some laborious question that has a long answer. I think we can get to you without any problem at all if the next couple calls anyway, Charlie. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You will save a huge amount of money. You're saving more than 50% if you take this offer, or right at 50%, I guess it is. It's not quite, like 48%. You are getting a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. That is a deal. Now, what on earth are you getting? You might want to know that before you call my magazine office. It's a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written by the finest garden writers in Texas, specifically for the Lone Star State. Every word of it written just for Texas. You get the magazine subscription and all four of our highly informative posters. Let me do them in the reverse order this time. In fact, I'll just start with 100 Best Annual Flowers. This is a big chart. All of these are 15 by 30-inch posters. They're charts that give you all the parameters that you would think about in making your decision. In the case of the annual flowers, how tall does each one of them grow? How wide? So how far apart do you plant them? Are they sun or shade? Are they cool season or warm season? What colors do they come in? Here are all these colors. Which ones apply to that particular, to the petunias or the pansies or the whatever, the 100 best annuals? Most importantly, what months do they bloom in? So that's 100 best annual flowers. Then you have 120 best perennials. You have the 100 best landscape plants. These are the woody plants for your landscape, and that's trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, and all of the crepe myrtle varieties. There are 120 of those. Each of these posters, normally $10 and $2 postage. That's $48 total. You get them for $34 and $3 postage for all of them, total of $3 postage for all of them, plus the year of the magazine. 34 plus 3, that's a bargain. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before we run out of posters. You need to call before 11. That's when our office closes. 1-800-752-GROW. If it's busy, call right back. We're one person short there today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs or in jail or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Christian, very much. That young man is so calm and so pleasant. The demeanor is just fabulous. You would never pick him out of a crowd of kids who've had that background, that challenge. And I will tell you also, Serenity High is open to students from 15 partnering school districts, and he commutes about 45 minutes to get to Serenity, coming and going. That's the commitment that, and the kids will tell you, I need to be there. And that's really, thank you very much, Christian. It is cold, it's hot, it rains, it snows. You must be in Texas. It must be springtime. And Advanced Foundation would welcome your call to come out and check your home and see if there is any kind of a problem with your foundation. They will be very honest and upfront with you in terms of if there's foundation issue going on. They will tell you that. They will identify it. They will show it to you. They do what essentially is a topographic map. They don't bring surveyors, transits in and do that, but they have a very innovative way of determining exactly the elevation of each part of your home, and they'll draw that map of the floor. I've had this done at our home, and it was just amazing. In one room where we had a different kind of a foundation poured, it didn't hold up, and we had a 2-inch drop over a 28-foot-long room, 14 by 28 feet, and from one corner to the catty corner opposite, 2.5-inch drop because there was a big crack beneath the carpeting. Several cracks. It wasn't all in one big canyon. Advanced Foundation Repair knows how to fix these problems. If you have foundation problems, they'll tell you. They'll give you an estimate right there. Home inspection is free. If you have them do the work, the odds are quite good that you will be out there doing the same thing I'm doing right now. These people are fabulous. I get nothing but great remarks back about Advanced Foundation Repair. I've been telling you about them since 1995, 18 years. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. The work that they do for you is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repairs, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. We go to our phone line, Samantha in Springtown. Samantha, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling.
Well, I have just three questions. I'll make it short and sweet.
Okay. All right.
The first question is, me and my husband have been going to the botanical gardens, and we always go to the Japanese garden.
All right.
Would you by any chance know what kind of bamboo they have.
I think the big planting of bamboo, I think, is just golden bamboo. I don't know that it's anything different. They could tell you. They might have it on their website. I don't know. There probably are some black stemmed and some other clumping bamboos in the Japanese garden. It's been a couple of years since I was in there. I really want to get back this spring. And those would be available to you to use. But a lot of the clumping types tend to be more tropical, and they don't hold up well in the winter. So anyway,
okay, well, can you buy any of that locally?
That's the problem. A lot of nurserymen don't sell the clumping. I hope you don't plant the golden bamboo, because that is the one that is so invasive. They have the means to control it there and keep it in bounds. But you believe me, you don't want to get that going in a home landscape.
It would go crazy.
Oh, there's no plant that is any more frustrating. Please just take my word for it, because I really want to get to your other question and also to Billy in Wichita Falls.
Okay.
There is no plant that will be harder for you to eliminate if you get it going than golden bamboo.
Okay, I understand.
What was your other question?
Okay, we planted hibiscus in a pot last year. Will they come back this spring?
It depends on what kind of hibiscus you have. If it was hardy hibiscus, the mallows, they are winter hardy. Tropical hibiscus, no. Tropical hibiscus are the double flowering ones and single. They have red, orange, and yellow, whereas hardy ones are only going to be pink, white, or red. It really depends.
We have the pink ones.
Well, depends, and that could go either way. You're just going to have to wait and see. If the leaves were glossy, those are tropical. If they were rather matte in their color, they are hardy, and they'll die to the ground and come back from the roots. You're just going to have to wait and see. The tropical types do not make it through our winters here. We're way, way too far north. Samantha, call me back with that third question, if you would, please. I appreciate it very much. I normally just take one per call. Billy in Wichita Falls, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Oh, definitely. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a backyard that's full sun. It's clay. I'm trying to amend the soil, but it's about 70% weed and 30% Bermuda, and I was going to till it up and like I said, put more compost in and all that.
Okay, I hear the music, and you're asking for a drought-tolerant lawn grass, and the Bermuda that you have is your go-to grass. Don't till it. Try to encourage that to grow. Dig plugs. Do whatever you need to. If you can post a question on Facebook, I can give you more detail, but basically, go with what you have. Buffalo grass is drought-tolerant, but Bermuda invades it, and you'll end up with Bermuda anyway. I'm out of time. Lee Riza, thank you very much. Charlie Trudeau, thank you. Happy gardening.